Cool. Okay, so we're going to dive into Word. I'm excited for this. Sveta was singing and she threw a word and a phrase, and I'm like, oh my God, Holy Spirit is resting on this. God is a giver. And that's one of the things that, you know, I was thinking a lot about when I was writing this. My topic is called We Were Created for Connection. This week I was thinking about this and praying about this, and Holy Spirit put this on my heart. And I just want to release keys that work for me, because I feel like I kind of have this, I got this, I figured this out a little bit, but a lot of people are struggling with this. So when it comes to connection, the enemy after COVID gave and like hit with a lot of damage when it comes to people connecting together and people connecting with God. Right now, at least once I talk to somebody in 2 weeks about, sometimes even on a weekly basis, where people struggle with connecting with other people. It is so hard because people are just isolated and lonely and stuck in their own bubble. And it's kind of scary, because when I was searching this out and looking at statistics, one out of three people are struggling with loneliness and isolation. This is kind of like scary, because it impacts literally our spirit, soul, and our body. It impacts everything, who we are as people, as society. And so when it comes to this, friendships are important, but a lot of times when there is connection, it is super surface level and it is super meaningless. That's what I get from quite a bit of people. It's like, it's a facade that they're kind of happy or whatever, they're kind of connected, but yet they don't get anything from that friendship. And it's kind of like, it's fake, it's not real. So knowing my youth and my people, quite a bit of them struggle with this stuff as well. And it is sad, because like the keys that I want to kind of release today is that we have Jesus. This impacts society on a very huge level, right? And we struggle with this in church, but we don't have to. All we have to do is put our focus in the right direction, because literally we have Holy Spirit and it's huge. So I want to start with this statement. Sveta kind of already gave it out. God is a giver and he made us in his image. So this is a huge key principle to break some of this stuff off, because I really want to come against this stuff as far as isolation and loneliness. We as a body, we as a family here, we don't have to live in this. We don't have to struggle with this stuff. Like, there are practical steps that we can take that we can be set free from this. And so the word giver is the opposite word of receiver, if that makes sense. There is a giver and there is a receiver. So when you give, you are stepping out, you are engaging, and you're initiating. What I want to kind of highlight that and say that is because a lot of people are always waiting to receive, and they're waiting for other people to come to them and love on them, or, you know, invite them for a coffee or ask them for a friendship or whatever. But this is where the illusion kind of, like, I want to break some of these illusions and lies, you know. Be the initiator of it. Step out and go after it. If you know you have lack of, you know, whatever your heart is lacking, if you feel like you're isolated, you're lonely and stuff, that means you need a community. That means you need friendships. That means you need solid people around you. So be the one to step out and connect with people, because a lot of times is what you give, that's what you receive. That's what I learned. What you give is what you receive. And in the measure that you give, a lot of times in the measure, you're going to receive that as well. Everybody wants to be a part of something, right? Something big, something meaningful, something that they can fit into. They can feel a part of it. But at the same time, in our generation, one of the things that we're struggling right now is selfishness and having the taker mentality. It is literally a taker mentality. What's in it for me? I'm not going to step out. I'm not going to do it if there is nothing for me, right? What if, like, we shift and change that perspective? Because as we shift that perspective and change it, there is a blessing on the other side. Literally, this is huge. That's why when Holy Spirit put this on my heart, I'm like, I think he hit a bullseye, you know, because this is like, we need this as a body. We need to get, I mean, again, I know I'm speaking to somebody today. So 100%, if this is for you, receive this. Big and meaningful, it all comes down on all of us. It's up to us to cultivate the culture of being a giver, right? To step out and to go after it, not to wait and sit and hope and expect that everything's going to be handed to us and everything's going to happen for us. It just doesn't work like that. Too much motivational speakers out there online that, you know, gave a lot of false hope to our society and to our thinking, which is not real. It is really not real. So God created us for healthy connections and relationship. As you go to Genesis, right, when he created Adam, first thing, everything was good until he created Adam and he saw that he was alone. He's like, it's not good for man to be alone, so he gave him a woman. But I think it's a lot bigger than just giving Adam a woman, because when he was giving Adam a woman, he was giving him a whole society and he was giving him a community, because he knew those two combined together, a man and a woman, is going to blow up into something bigger. Crazy thing is, this idea started from the beginning for God. And if you track this theme throughout the whole Bible, it is exactly the same idea. Family, connection, community, us receiving from heaven, connecting with heaven, and us connecting with each other. It is so good. We have a smart God. It's awesome. When you walk with him, you kind of get some of those smart things, you know? So when I talk about this stuff, I always have two commandments in mind. Whatever, you know, my kind of theology and building this place and myself brick by brick, I always go back to two commandments that Jesus gave us. Loving your God with all of your heart, soul, and then loving your neighbor. And this literally falls in this category, because when it comes to love, love is connecting. Love is a huge thing. So I really want to, I'm not going to read too much scriptures today, but one of the scriptures that I do want to read and focus on is going to be John 13, 34 and 35. So John 13. So now I give you a new commandment. Love each other just as I loved you. You should love each other. Verse 35. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. You know, this is probably one of my favorite verses in the New Testament, because we as his children, right? We as ambassadors and we as representatives of God. Literally, this is God's command to us, because that's how he wants us to represent him. This is so intense when you start thinking about it. It's very simple, but it is so intense. He wants the world to see, look at his kids marked by his name. He wants us to carry such a love and connection towards each other that nothing else needs to be said. Literally, we just automatically, like, give him glory when we live that way, but also we are a clear picture and representation of what and who our God is, and that's love. And he is the foundation, he's everything in it. So when I was thinking about this, it's like, we represent him. He is the God of love. He wants us to have love, to be loved, to give love. That goes back to unity. When it comes to connection and when it comes to God, everything he did on this earth literally sprung out of love. Our God is huge into unity. He showed that when Jesus walked this earth, Jesus was completely connected with his Father. He didn't do nothing outside of his will. Everything he did was in obedience, was in following his steps and following his presence. And as we, his children and his ambassadors right now, we as one body, it's the same thing for us. We unite together with him in unity, and then we connect with each other as one body and we love on each other. Is that cool or what? basic stuff, but it is huge because I know when we cultivate this, when we're going to start walking in this in deeper measure, because we already are, like, big time. The atmosphere that is in this house, the family atmosphere in this house, everybody that comes in here just gets sucked into this, you know, and they become part of it. And I know by becoming very intentional about the stuff that I'm talking about, I know this will bring healing to our society and people that come, even like outsiders, people that we meet in our life, like in our everyday living life, right? When we meet them and we carry this essence on us, this will change lives. When you can accept other people and love on other people, when Jesus walked this earth, he didn't choose just Pharisees. He didn't hang out just with Pharisees, right? He hung out with tax collectors, with prostitutes. It's like, for a religious Christian person, this was considered bad. It's like, you don't do that stuff. Jesus accepted everybody. He had love in his heart. So when it comes to connecting with other people, that means engaging. You have to engage with another person. So what that means is that you have to engage in a conversation. Think about this. When we were little kids, or we have a bunch of little kids now, you can look at them and have them be an example for you. When we were little, we didn't think twice of going making a connection or making a friendship. It's like you just come into another kid like, hey, what's up? They just take the car and start playing together. All of a sudden, you know, the bond and the connection happens so naturally that they're like best buddies, and it just happened out of thin air, you know? And now somehow we grew up, and I don't know, somehow it became very complicated to have close friends and to be connected, because, you know, people are afraid of getting hurt or getting rejected or, you know, just things that are really meaningless if you think about life. So as, you know, me kind of talking about this message, think about Jesus as literally your blueprint and your example when he walked this earth. Because I'm going to be referring a lot to him, because he showed us the picture of what it looks like to truly accept people, even to get rejected. He would forgive other people. He would, no matter what, he would be himself, and he would show love and he would spread love. And it is so beautiful because he's our God, and he's the one that, you know, we got to follow, and we got to walk in his image and his example. Literally, when it comes to this topic and when it comes to people coming to me with this, it is so not complicated. It's like, dude, you just get to the basic level and go talk to a person, make a conversation, be like, hey, what's up? What you doing? Tell me about your life and stuff. Anywhere and everywhere in life, coffee shops, at work, at anything. Because thank God that, like, I never struggled with this. But there is, like, a whole society and a generation that struggles with this. And so when it comes to us as Christians, it's like, I can't say we can't even have excuses on this, but we have everything that we need not to struggle with this. Let's put it like that. Literally, we have Holy Spirit in us, and he shows us and he highlights things, and he puts that love and acceptance towards other people that we can give. It's something I wanted to kind of highlight. When we step into God's presence, when we start worshiping him, when we start serving him, do you guys notice what happens usually? God pours out his love and his presence over us like no tomorrow. Like, it is, we're the happiest campers alive when we're standing there experiencing his presence. Like today, 5 minutes ago, we were just standing, getting in the depths of God's presence. It works the same way. The two commandments that I'm talking about, it works the same way with people. When you get to meet somebody, when you start connecting with a person, people will always know if you're faking it or if you're real. When you connect with a person, when you get to know them, when you really start understanding where the need is, how you can love on them, how you can serve them, dude, people, like, one of the things that I realized and noticed through my walk and connections with people, people are always open for new connections. People are always open for friendships. People are always open to even help you. A lot of times if you have a need and you ask somebody, hey, can you help me out? I have a flat tire, or like whatever the circumstance is, people are always gonna come through and they will help you out. We just have that good stuff. Like, it doesn't matter if you know God or if you don't know God, we have that in us to love on each other and to help each other out. And so a lot of this stuff, the whole isolation and loneliness, it is the tricks of the enemy in your mind. A lot of times, like literally, if somebody is struggling with this and this is hard for you, get into God's presence and let, and I, if Holy Spirit leads us over there, I will really love to pray for people at the end of this, because I know how big this is. Like, at the end, we'll pray for you if you need prayer for this. I know how real this is, and I know how big this is. I know what kind of a challenge it is for people right now, and it's huge, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? When you are robbed of this unity and connection with people in friendships and stuff, people struggle. Like, it's a humongous struggle, and it's not supposed to be like that. When we connect with people, like as Christians, when God sends us different, like to me, I mean, to people that are in leadership, we get to meet so much people on a daily basis, texting us and coming to us for with all kinds of stuff, you know? But everybody meets people, whatever they're at in life, right? There is always something you can do for the other people to help them out, to bless them, to make their life better. After understanding the stuff that I'm talking about, I intentionally look how I can make another person's life better. And one of the things that I notice is that God, He always will send you opportunities. But a lot of times when we're not on the lookout for this stuff, we miss these opportunities. Because a lot of times when you bless other people, it will bless you in return. Either in connection and friendship and in partnership, like whatever it looks like, it will always be a blessing to you. But I think one of the things that we don't fully realize, or at least we're not aware of, when we bless other people, when we build other people up, by this, we are literally giving Him glory. And this is so simple, because, you know, we think that, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know what people think, how they bring God glory. But it gets down to the most basic things. Not only in church on Sunday, praying and worshiping, and that's how you bring in God glory. You bring Jesus glory with your entire life. Literally, with your entire life, with everything that you do. And this is one of the biggest things, when you can edify other people, build other people up with whatever gifts that God has given you. And so connecting with other, when we have Jesus, right? When we get filled up with Jesus, it's not that difficult to connect with other people, to love on them, and to truly establish intimate and deep relationships and connections. Because like when it comes to this surface stuff, a lot of times, again, our enemy, our probably number one biggest enemy right now, is social media. So, because like we are created like as creatures, what we look at, that's what we become, right? And so when we look at a lot of these fake things online, like social media, always scrolling when it comes to Instagram and stuff like that, how many of you guys know that a lot of times these people that are behind the scenes is completely not real? Like, it's fake images. But we don't know that. And we accept that as the truth, and then we start imitating our life accordingly. And it's not supposed to be like that, because then what happens is we take that and we claim that as ours and we start walking it out. What that means is that we're putting some mask on, or we're putting something that is not genuinely us, and we're giving it to other people. Other people will always see through that. And if you give out fake, a lot of times you will attract fake people. Or you will push people out of your life. Literally, that's the two things that happens. If you can't be real, if you can't be authentic, if you can't be yourself, there is no point of like literally faking it. because it is so dumb. You're the one that is going to be reaping the fruits of it. Again, I just kind of want to cover a lot of this ground because I want to break off these illusions. I want to break off these illusions for you to be scared of being yourself. Be yourself. It doesn't matter what level you are on. It doesn't matter if you are not confident. It doesn't matter if you still screw up. It doesn't matter if you're publicly awkward. Like all of these things really do not matter. The only thing that matters is that you can be real. You can be in the moment. You can accept who you are in the moment. Grow like in a place that you are in. Because then you will not only have a real life around you, but you will always have real people around you. Like I never struggle with like fake people around me. Just because I'm not fake. I love putting out real stuff because we only got one life. And like you don't want to fake it, you know, because you'll miss it. You'll miss it and you'll gain a bunch of issues in your heart that you're going to have to deal with later. So when it comes to this whole thing about loving your God and loving on people, when it comes to the word love, love has a lot of different phases. It has a lot of different sides. So some of the things I'm going to be saying right now, think about like Jesus and when he walked the earth. He always had affection towards people. He always forgave. Like Pharisees always bashed on him. They were always after to like literally persecuting him, finding any little niche to crucify him on anything and everything that they could find. He forgave them. He didn't even like hold any grudges against them. That was his heart posture. He had patience with people. He has patience with us, with me. Yes, that's huge. He loved serving people and he served people in everything that he did. He accepted people, as I said. And like when we think about love, when we think about making friendships and connections and stuff, think about that because the word love engulfs so much of these characteristics that we gotta have. Have patience. If you know God has sent some certain people into your life and they're supposed to be there, learn to love them. Because when in the process of you learning to love them, they're gonna like God and Holy Spirit, he's gonna build something on the inside of you. Next thing you know, you're gonna be a different and a changed person. Because some people, especially family members, they are very hard to love. And when we don't give up and we no matter what keep on doing it, God changes our hearts. It's a matter of time. And it is so beautiful because God always works both ways. One of the reasons why I love being me and I love being real is because when people come into my life, not only am I able to bless them in a friendship, they are always able to bless me. It's like a returning, an exchange that happens, right? They deposit something, and I'm talking about like a process of years. They deposit something that I didn't have before, and it happens vice versa. They become a better person. And a lot of times, that's because I gave room to Holy Spirit by being open, real, having my heart open, and just letting him minister to me through people and vice versa. One of our classic verses, 1 Corinthians 13, it explains what love is. Love is patient. Love has no jealousy. It's not boastful, proud, rude. Does not demand its own way, not irritable, does not keep record of wrong, rejoices, never gives up, never loses faith, never loses hope, endures in every circumstance. I love that because when you're thinking about building connections and when you're thinking about having meaningful and real people around you, that's what it looks like. What you put out, that's what you get. And when you're established that, when you're mature and when you intentionally heart posture yourself from the place of love, for one thing, you're not gonna struggle with loneliness and isolation. You're just not. There's gonna be so much more reward that comes into your life from this. Thinking about two commandments, a lot of people want to have a lot of God in them and see kingdom of heaven flow through them. How many of you guys that know that when it comes to people interacting and establishing friendships and connections with people, it works exactly the same way with God? When you come into God's presence, you cannot be fake. You have to lay everything out as it is. If you want to go deeper with God, a lot of times you have to deal with your heart. If you're struggling either with sin or past traumas or hurt, you have to literally let go with it, out of it. Like you have to let go, lay it down in front of the cross and deal with it. Like what God is saying over here, he wants us to be transparent because that's the blueprint and that's what it looks like in heaven. When we walk with God, it's full transparency. You screw up, you don't run from God or his presence. You come to him and you deal with it and you name it exactly what you did and what your screw up looks like. If you sinned, you call it for what it is and you tell God and you receive his forgiveness. You receive his embrace and his restoration, because a lot of times sin steals something from us. It takes something from us and we have to get restored from it afterwards. Or either, you know, we have to be freed of shame or unforgiveness towards ourselves. Kill, steal, and destroy, and sin, it brings that. And so talking about this, God wants this blueprint to be the same way. As we are connected with God and we're transparent with him and we're walking with him in victory, in freedom, like whatever it looks like, we're just flowing, right? For heaven to flow through us, we have to be real. We have to be real with ourselves and with God. Same with people. When it comes to establishing connections and meaningful relationships and relationships that you can grow, like genuinely. If you have people in your life and it is meaningless, let go. Because when you're holding on, you're missing out on something better. You're literally missing out on something real, something that's gonna build you up and something that's gonna bless you in the long run. Rejection, being afraid or being hurt, that shouldn't be your reason for being yourself and being real to others. Like ministering, a lot of times I barely find, it's hard. It's hard to find real people nowadays. I'll tell you that. When you're real, you can pinpoint this right away. People either hide in shadows, they're not telling you the fullness of something, they're putting masks on, or it's always one thing or another. And I'm like, it sucks because they are missing out. They are missing out on experiencing joy of every day. They're like missing out on connecting with somebody new because, again, when you're closed up and when you put masks on, a lot of times you're gonna isolate yourself from encountering new friendships, new relationships. You push people away like that. And that's where, you know, isolation comes and that's where loneliness comes. What you put out, that's what you're gonna get in return. So when it comes to Jesus, I think he drew a perfect picture for us of what it looks like to walk in freedom, to be yourself, to love on others, to be affectionate towards others, to truly experience this one life that we have, right? But when it comes to Holy Spirit, I think he's our biggest resource and our source to putting that into practice. Like if Jesus showed us what it looks like and now we have a goal, Holy Spirit is going to help you walk that out and he's going to help you to truly make that real for you. Does that make sense? So when you're struggling with that, Holy Spirit is the resource. You come to him and you literally lay it out how it is. Hey, I'm lonely. Hey, I have fake people around me. Hey, I want something meaningful. Hey, I want to have a different future and I don't want, and you know you're not going to have a different future if you have certain people in your life. Lay it in front of him how it is and ask him to give you something that will enrich you, that will start edifying you, that will start building you up, because that's why we're here. Two commandments, loving on God and then building his people, building his kingdom on this earth. It is so simple, yet somehow it got complicated. So by stating all of this, it's not going to be smooth and it's not going to be perfect. any friendship, any connection, any relationship is going to be bumpy. It's going to be something that you push through. There's going to be misunderstandings. There's going to be all kinds of stuff that will be not easy to overcome and go through, right? But that shouldn't stop us, because it goes back to the love of Christ that we have on the inside of us. Every single time, if you're encountering the stuff that I'm talking about, it's hard for you to connect with people or open up or be real or love on somebody, because a lot of times if you're going to want to love on somebody, you're going to have to be vulnerable. You're going to have to be real and vulnerable. Otherwise, you're just literally closing up the doors to Holy Spirit to flow through you. And people that minister to others, you guys know how this looks like. A lot of times you will have to face yourself and deal with your junk before you can start loving on other people, because it's a hindrance and it's a closed door right before you. So when it comes to this, overcome the disappointments, overcome the hurts or whatever that looks like that is hindering you and stopping you from loving on others, making like resourceful connections, making intimate relationships and connections, because there are so many different connections and they look so different. It can be in business, it can be in personal, it can be in ministry, and they're going to look different. But that shouldn't stop you from being real, being authentic, and truly adding to other people. Because again, as I'm saying, when I meet people, when I connect with people, I always look how I can build them up, how I can speak life into them, how I can truly help them one way or another. And I know what kind of a blessing it looks like when you live like that. It is humongous, because you're opening up doors for God to take care of you on a next level when you take care of His kids. Better to have less people but real people than have a bunch of people that are fake people. Just saying. I want to mention this again. When it comes to establishing connections, commitment, vulnerability, communication is going to be a must. So if you're struggling with this as far as having friends or having real friends, this is something that you definitely have to work on, is talking out your differences, being real and stepping out. Hey, you just hurt me, man. What the heck does that mean, what you just said? You know, like just being blunt and real how it is, because you want to keep that person in your life, right? You don't want them just to walk away because you just had a disagreement or you had a miscommunication or something that you guys completely, you know, didn't agree on. That shouldn't stop you. We all are different and we're going to have our disagreements, but that doesn't mean that we don't talk through them and give room to Holy Spirit to change us in the process if we have to, but also keep the people around us that we truly love, that we know that are supposed to be there, and that we know we're supposed to be in their lives, not only them supposed to be in our lives. How many of you guys ever experienced this? When a person comes into your life, you know they're there in the right time and in the right season. Show of hands. Okay, so you guys know what I'm talking about. I love Old Testament, a perfect example of David and Jonathan. Really amazing connection that those two had. That is something really pure, very authentic, very deep, very rare. So if you have those, cherish those and thank God, because those are literally gifts from God when you can have connections and relationships like that. So when it comes to kind of summarizing my point, some of my points that I'm trying to give you across, and we're going to just dive into prayer after this, just together and minister and love on each other. If somebody is struggling with this, you don't have to hold on to this. Literally just give it to Holy Spirit, trust Him, and like let Him clean you out from this. Let your life be changed, because it is so simple. We were created for connection, and that's how we're wired. Literally, if you guys ever noticed, we have to be loved, and then we gotta love back in return as well. When we love on other people, we get pleasure from that. It's good to love on other people and see other people experience, you know, what we put at them, or vice versa. When we're loved by God, we receive pleasure from that. Literally, we receive pleasure from that. You can't buy that. You can't fake that. You just accept that. So we're wired that way. You can't run away. If you're in isolation, if you're in loneliness, that is something either you're missing out or you're going to have to deal with. It's a matter of time. The point that I'm really getting across is allow Holy Spirit to come into that area of your heart and minister on you and love you and show you what that freedom looks like. When it comes to this life, we're going to walk through it. We're going to experience all kinds of stuff. Sometimes it's trauma. Sometimes it's failure. Sometimes it's pain, betrayal. There's going to be all kinds of stuff that we go through life, right? You don't have to live with it. We got the greatest resource, Holy Spirit, that brings Father's love into our hearts, that brings healing and restoration. It's a matter of us stepping out and just letting Him in and giving it to Him for Him to just clean us up and deal with it. It's just so good. I mean, as a Christian, I am blessed because I'm super aware of this. Secular people, they don't have this. They live in their struggles. They live in their pains. They live with the whole baggage that the world and life gives. We don't. As Christians, we don't. Step number two, if you really, again, if you have this and it's a struggle for you, step out. Make a simple little prayer, trusting God, and then step out and start giving to others what you want to receive in return. So if you're struggling with friendships, start being a friend to somebody. That's how simple it is. If you really want to have a legit friend and a good friend, invite somebody for coffee. Like, just connect with them. Love on them. See how you can serve them and what they are missing in life that you can hit, like, give them. Whatever that looks like. As Christians, our goal, I think, is very clear. And this goes not only for church and ministers, and this goes for everybody. Our goal is very clear, is building His kingdom, building in each other, like building and edifying each other as a body, and enjoying the process. Because when we see what kingdom looks like, when we apply it to our life, when we release it on this earth, that process, it builds us. That's what it looks like. When our focus is on us, you know, the taker focus and the selfish focus, we miss the whole thing. Because God created, like, again, as I opened up with a statement, God is a giver. When we have a mentality of a giver, there is blessing in that. Because when our perspective is on giving and other, and like literally just seeing what others need, we're automatically growing in that process. Not only are we blessing others, a lot of times we're going to get blessed. Not a lot of times, most of the times. When you bless others, you're getting blessed in return. The exchange that happens in that, it is so beautiful. When you're selfish, you think you can have it all, right? You're pulling everything on yourself. And you think you're going to have it all. But the perspective shift is that when you give, you literally get it all. It is so crazy because God blesses you in return. So we all need people that will speak life unto us, into us. But in order to do that, we have to be open and allow people to like speak life into us, right? We have to step out and be vulnerable and allow people to actually be our friend. Not be closed up and push people away. We all need people to speak life into us. As Bible says, we need people to sharpen us. That means speak truth into us. If we're missing the mark somewhere, or if we have sin, or if we're blinded to somebody, or to life and to what is in front of us, we have to allow people to speak that truth into us. That we need change, that we need healing, restoration. A lot of times we miss it. And people by our side, they complete certain areas of our life. And that's the beauty of it, because that's how God created us to be. But also we need support. We live in days that are hard. At least in America, it's hard to live here. So we need people that will strengthen us, that will walk with us, that will just even enjoy life. A lot of times when you go hang out and when you relax with each other, you get refreshed just by being with somebody and in a good environment and presence, especially if these people are Christians. If you have, how many of you guys have secular friends, people that don't know God? Dang, that's opportunities right there, just to shine the light. If you have Christian people, don't miss out. Always spend time together in prayer and in His presence and edify each other and build each other up. So I want to end with this statement, and we're going to dive into prayer. When it comes to cultivating culture of connection, it's on all of us. Don't think it's going to happen all by itself and it's going to come at knock at your door. It's on us. Whatever the struggle is, it's on you to step out and to ask and trust Holy Spirit to break that off of you. Exactly, yes. I think that's all I have to share. That's exactly what that looks like. Come on, give God glory. Can I have keys? If there are people here, I want to invite you, because I really, when I was kind of prepping for this and thinking about this, I want to pray for you. I want to see this lifted up and like lifted off and broken off of you, because it is sad. You miss out on years and you miss out on really beautiful opportunities to be with amazing people, to be loved and to love other people. If you guys can get up, and if there is somebody that does need a prayer here, I want to welcome you up front. If you guys are afraid to come out, you guys can just stay where you're at and ask Holy Spirit to just wash you with wisdom, acceptance, clarity, and just break off all of that, off of your mindset, perspective, off of your life. Because a lot of this stuff, loneliness and isolation, it brings physical diseases. It brings depression, anxieties. It brings so much stuff that can be avoided. And it comes naturally. We as humans, all of us, we literally have this in us. It's not overthinking it. It's just stepping out and expressing yourself and living your life. It is super like easy. It's not complicated. Let's close our eyes and let's love on Him. Let's worship Him and let's just ask that He brings freedom. Holy Spirit, thank you so much. If there is somebody here that struggles with this, I just ask, either they're here in the building or they're listening and hearing me, because I know this is a huge thing. When it comes to isolation, loneliness, depression, anxiety right now, it hits so much people. I just ask that your presence comes into every heart right now and washes them with your freedom, with your truth, with your presence. I just ask that we as your body, we truly understand the power that we have on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us. He's our resource for every need that we need. He's our resource for every struggle that we have. He's our answer to the questions that we have. It's a matter of just stepping out, inclining our ears and listening and hearing what He has to say and what He has to do for us. Holy Spirit, thank you so much that in these basic moments of life, you can bring life, like you can bring freedom into our hearts. I just ask that you take us deeper into simplicity, into trusting you, into trusting other people. I just ask that you bring and cultivate a deeper level of unity in this place. I just ask that you break off these fake personas, masks that people put on themselves. And I just ask that you bring people's hearts out of the shadows, out of the lies, that they can live in your light. They can live in freedom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you're always with us. You're building us from the inside out. You're building us from the outside in when we have the right people around us. That their motive is just to be with us, love on us, accept us, and build us up. Thank you for your courage, Holy Spirit, that we are able to obey you, step out, and just follow you no matter what it looks like on our daily basis. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we are becoming more and more aware how much our lives bring you glory in everything that we do. In everything that we do, not only in worship and prayer, but in when we sow financially, when we sow, when we bless other people, when we love and we pray for other people, all of those, literally, that's giving you glory. When we even enjoy each other, that brings you glory, because that's what you created us for, to connect with you and connect with others. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your truth. Thank you for your presence. Thank you so much for this family, Lord, that we have each other. Thank you that you're always with us. I just honor your name and I give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.